Well, I've been stopped in my tracks here. I'm walking along in Great Big Marquee at Chelsea, and the smell of these strawberries is absolutely incredible. And there are great big bowls of them, and they're in a display going all the way up, sort of about, I suppose, about 8-9 feet above my head here. This is Kenmuir strawberries.
It's Roger Muir, actually. I sadly lost Dad Kenmuir last year, and it's great loss to all of us. He spent 50 years in the business growing strawberries. We do other fruits as well, apples, pears, plums, the whole lot. But we're known for Chelsea, and we're known for strawberries at Chelsea, so that's why we've kept it going. And this year we've actually got a new variety. We've had permission from the RHS, a lovely tasting strawberry from East Malling, and we've named it Kenmuir, which is really good. And public demand chose this one. We put this one specially down to Ken. But we stock a wide selection of strawberries, apples, pears, plums. And as I say, we're open door policy, so you can always give us a ring. We run a newsletter as well with a website. And absolutely, it's marvellous. You can see and smell it. And today, yes.
I can. And I'm going to ask you, does it take a long time to develop one of these particular strawberries? Because they all look roughly the same size, which is quite unusual, and they look like they're sort of ripening at different intervals there.
They are. This year's been quite a bad year for growing strawberries because of the very low light levels that we had. Last year was the other way around. Everything was flat out and we had strawberries nice and early for Chelsea. This year's been a little bit harder, and all these are grown naturally. There's no tricks bring them on. We try and do everything natural for Chelsea. There's 50% green, 50% red, so it's quite educational how strawberries for the kids to actually see how they grow.
Now, I've got a garden and I've got various places in the garden that I could put some strawberries. Roger, where would you recommend that I put, in an ideal world, where would these strawberries choose to go in my garden?
Right, silly question, not under a tree. Open space, sheltered, they do like to be sheltered, and grow them for 3 years and then change them, new variety. And also never grow strawberries where you've grown potatoes the year before. They can suffer from a thing called verticillium.
That doesn't sound very nice. How do you recognise that?
It dies.
It doesn't do very well.
And I'm sure a lot of gardeners, they've grown tomatoes and you've grown a greenhouse full, and then suddenly one day in the morning you'll see it's limp and you think, oh, it needs some more water. And actually you're encouraging it. It's a pathogen, and that's why we don't grow. Just the first year, if you've grown potatoes in that plot, don't grow strawberries in there for 1 year to let it rest, all right?
That's really interesting. So can I try one of these strawberries? They're looking incredibly juicy and delicious.
So there's
a punnet over here. I'm going to pick one of these out. And they do. They are absolutely perfectly ripe. Now I'm going to have to bite into this. Hang on. Oh, wow. That's really, really, it's very perfumed, isn't it? Even when you're eating it.
Aromatic is the word we're using. And also, I mean, it's very hard on radio, but the strawberries should be the same colour all the way through. Now, you ate that fairly quick. I don't know if you looked at the colour in the centre, did you?
I did.
Do you want to try another one?
Yes. Go on.
Right, half the strawberry only.
No, I just have to eat half a strawberry now, not a whole strawberry, you see.
Right.
Hang on.
A slightly lighter texture. It shouldn't be white.
Oh, no, it's pink all the way through. When you bite into strawberries, they're quite often white in the middle.
Mm. Well, so if you go into a supermarket and it's woody to taste and it's white, try growing them at home. It's a lot better and fun as well.
Mm. They're really delicious. Roger, if we want to buy any of these, where can we go?
You can give us a ring. The number is 01255 830181. Or if you want to do a Google search, www.kenmuir.co.uk.
It's been an absolute pleasure stopping at this stand. Thank you very much for chatting with me.
Thank you. Bye-bye.